Hello and welcome to episode 859 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin with St. Alphonsus Liguori's Wednesday prayer to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain deliverance from hell. My most beloved Lady, I thank Thee for having delivered me from hell as many times as I have deserved it by my sins. Miserable creature that I was once condemned to that prison, and perhaps already after the first sin, the sentence would have been put into execution if Thou in Thy compassion hadst not helped me. Thou, without even being asked by me, and only in Thy goodness, didst restrain divine justice, and then, conquering my obduracy, Thou didst draw me to have confidence in Thee. Oh, into how many other sins have I afterwards fallen, should I have afterwards fallen, and the dangers in which I have been, hadst not Thou, my loving Mother, preserved me by the graces which Thou didst obtain for me. Ah, my Queen, continue to guard me from hell, for what will Thy mercy and the favors which Thou hast shown me avail me if I am lost? If I did not always love Thee, now at least, after God, I love Thee above all things. Never allow me to turn my back on Thee and on God, who by Thy means has granted me so many graces. My most amiable Lady, never allow me to have the misfortune to hate Thee and curse Thee for all eternity in hell. Wilt Thou endure to see a servant of Thine who loves Thee lost? O Mary, what sayest Thou? I shall be lost if I abandon Thee. But who can evermore have the heart to leave Thee? How can I ever forget the love Thou hast borne me? My Lady, since Thou hast done so much to save me, complete the work, continue Thy aid. Wilt Thou help me? But what do I say? If at a time when I live forgetful of Thee, Thou didst favor me so much, how much more may I not hope for now that I love Thee and recommend myself to Thee? No, he can never be lost who recommends himself to Thee. He alone is lost who has not recourse to Thee. Ah, my Mother, leave me not in my own hands, for I should then be lost. Grant that I may always have recourse to Thee. Save me, my hope, save me from hell. But in the first place, save me from sin, which alone can condemn me to it. Prayer for the conversion of the Jews. Most sweet Jesus, Redeemer of the human race, turn thine eyes of mercy toward the children of that race, once thy chosen people. Of old they called down upon themselves the blood of the Savior. May it now descend upon them a laver of redemption and of life. Amen. Today, friends, we're going to return once more to the Fatima Crusader. This is issue 132, the spring 2024 edition, entitled A Fake Sister Lucia? And this article is My Foray into the Controversy by David Rodriguez, who is the content editor at the Fatima Center. An initial assessment. I first came across Dr. Marian Horvath's hypothesis of the two sister Lucies in 2011. I found the physical evidence intriguing but inconclusive. Far more compelling, however, was the evidence of a sister Lucia acting and speaking in a way that was inconsistent with everything I knew to be true about the visionary to whom Our Lady entrusted the most important message of our time. I was appalled to think that the real Sister Lucia would act in an undignified manner around Pope John Paul II, treating him as if he were a celebrity. I knew for certain that she would never receive Holy Communion on the hand, and doubted she would communicate without kneeling. The Angel of Fatima emphasized the need for reparation for the many outrages against our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Sister Lucia would never commit any herself. I read that Sister Lucia wept when Paul VI rebuffed her when she requested to speak with him privately about Fatima. This did not match the photographs of her standing jovially with him. Sister Lucia always looked serious and proper in photographs from the time she was 10, 1917, to when she stood next to her bishop, Jose Alves Correa de Silva, circa 1930, or by the statue made by Father Thomas McGlynn, circa 1948. Later photographs depicting her acting on informal and friendly terms seemed very uncharacteristic. Yet for me, the most incontrovertible truth is that Russia is not yet consecrated. I knew this with absolute certainty because Russia has not converted to the true Catholic faith. there is no peace in the world, and devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary has not been established in the world. I was sure that Sister Lucia would never affirm that Our Lady had been consecrated, that Russia had been consecrated as Our Lady requested. As such false reports were being bandied about, I was convinced some deception was at work. If it were true that an imposter was posing as Sister Lucia, that fact would make sense out of these inconsistencies. Sound advice from our founder. I had the opportunity to speak with Father Gruner about this issue in 2013 at the Fatima Center's Path to Peace Conference in Niagara Falls. In a private conversation, I asked, "Do you think an imposter posed as Sister Lucia?" His answer was filled with prudence and piety. It remains as relevant and well-reasoned today as when he first gave it. I have never forgotten it. Father Gruner told me that it was certainly possible that an imposter had posed as Sister Lucia. High-ranking churchmen were making great efforts to suppress the message of Fatima and had been doing so for decades. Their unsavory machinations displayed a grave deficiency in moral bearing. The theory of an imposter was credible. Father said, however, that it would be hard to know with certitude if, when, and how such a duplicity had been carried out. Moreover, we should not be worried because certitude on this matter was not necessary. We knew enough from Sister Lucia's consistent and unimpeachable testimony prior to 1989, which an imposter could not debunk. The existence of an imposter would only demonstrate, albeit in an emphatic manner, what we already knew. Some church officials will go to great lengths to dismiss, suppress, or discredit the Fatima message. Finally, Father cautioned me against putting too much emphasis on this issue. The focus of our efforts had to remain on helping everyone know, understand, appreciate, and obey Our Lady's complete message of Fatima. The idea of an imposter Sister Lucia could distract people from this goal and dissipate their efforts. The existence of an imposter Sister Lucia did not have a significant bearing on the truths of the Fatima message or on what we must do. The Sister Lucy Truth Project. The evidence published by the Sister Lucy Truth Project has had little impact on me. I already believed an imposter posed as Sister Lucia for various photo ops. The medical, scientific, and forensic evidence of experts merely confirmed what I had already concluded from my faith in Our Lady, my knowledge of the message of Fatima, and my understanding of how a true seer would speak and act. While other experts could contradict the conclusions of Sister Lucy Truth's experts, I grounded my convictions on levels above the mere physical and scientific. Those very same foundations also convinced me that the theory of an imposter permanently replacing Sister Lucia sometime before 1967 is an error. I have yet to see any evidence to convince me otherwise. We need fortitude and perseverance. Father Gruner's well-founded concerns can be classified under three headings. First, we should strive to avoid sensationalism. It attracts great interest, but often leads people in the wrong direction. Second, if a claim about Fatima is made without substantial proof, not only will it be disbelieved, but it will also cast a shadow of doubt upon all of Our Lady's message. For example, there is no evidence to support a claim that Sister Lucia was murdered by Vatican officials around 1960. In fact, there is much reliable evidence which supports the contrary, including testimony from numerous witnesses. A reasonable person will disbelieve this claim, and the credibility of the person making it will suffer. Third, and most importantly, we cannot allow the devil to use the issue of an imposter Sister Lucia to distract us from the true goal. Such an issue can easily lead to enmities, contentions, quarrels, and dissensions. See Galatians 5:19 through 21. We also cannot allow this issue to lead us to disbelieve essential aspects of the Fatima message. For example, if this issue leads us to think that Russia has already been consecrated, that the time for Russia's consecration is past, that the third secret is irrelevant, or that it is now too late to have recourse to Jesus and Mary, then we know we are off track. Father Gruner told his staff, quote, don't get sidetracked. Stay focused on and live the Fatima message, end quote. We need to cease offending God and amend our lives. We need to, one, pray the rosary every day. Two, beg God for Russia's consecration and consecrate ourselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Three, wear our brown scapular always. Four, offer prayer and penance, especially our daily duty, for the conversion of sinners and salvation of souls. And five, practice the first Saturday devotion every month. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. And toward that end, friends, I want to once again mention the five elements of the first Saturday devotion. Number one, make a good confession within 8 days before or after the first Saturday. So this upcoming Saturday would count toward that as I'm recording this. Number two, receive Holy Communion. Number three, pray five decades of the Holy Rosary. Four, keep Our Lady company for 15 additional minutes while meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary. And number five, offer each of the above acts in reparation for the blasphemies and offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is from the back cover of this issue of the Fatima Crusader. It says, help us present Our Lady with a spiritual bouquet of 100,000 first Saturdays by the 100th anniversary of her request of this devotion, December 10, 2025. To join the challenge, please visit www.fatima.org/100x100. That's www.fatima.org/100by100. I have done it, and I ask you to sign up for the challenge as well. Let us keep the main thing, as they say. Did a sister, an imposter, Sister Lucy, exist? Yes, it looks like that was the case. But that shouldn't distract us from the main points of the Fatima message and to do our duty in our lives every single day, to be virtuous, to do good, to avoid evil, to tell people how much our Lord and our Lady love them, to attend to whatever our state in life is. Let's be the best fathers and husbands we can possibly be. Let's be the best mothers and wives we can possibly be. Let's be the best priests or religious we can possibly be. Let's be the best students or teachers we could possibly be. Wherever we are, whatever we are called to do, let's do it to our best ability. Let's do it for the glory of God and the honor of Our Lady of Fatima. If you're not Catholic, you need to convert. Catholicism is the one true religion. If you're Catholic, but you've been away from the faith, you haven't been to Mass or confession in 10, 20, or 30 years, that's okay. Come on back. Go to confession. Welcome home. You need to have your sins forgiven by a Catholic priest. It's our Lord who's forgiving the sins, but he forgives the sins through the intermediary of the Catholic priest who acts in persona Christi. Only God can forgive sin. Jesus is the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, but he established the seven sacraments. He established the sacraments. We need to use them. We're not to tinker or make novelties, as the Catholic apologist Steve Wood says. We have the sacraments and we use them, and we thank God for them. Let us conclude, friends, by once again mentioning Helping Autism through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's halo-soma.org. Additionally, please tune into episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. That is an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was about 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now, thanks to God's grace, first and foremost, but also her hard work, the hard work of her family, we know she's a comprehensive genius who composes music, poetry, very skilled in regards to mathematics. She even knows foreign languages. We would have known none of that without RPM. It has been as big of a breakthrough in terms of being able to communicate as sign language was for the deaf. You can also point to Braille in terms of being able to read. For the blind, it's that massive. but you can't use a tool unless you know about it. That's where you come in. Please spread the message far and wide, because communication is a human right. Imagine how sad and frustrated you would be if your family had to guess as to what your wants and needs are. No one should have to live that way. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. Please say an Ave Maria for yours truly, and I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye, and God love you.